Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. The show is heard on the Genesis Radio Network, also available, as you know, for listening from our website. Kind of have an interesting show today in that not all, but the majority of our show is originating from Mexico. We flew into Mexico City earlier in the week, embarked on a five-hour drive to the La Negra mine, which is owned by a company called Arcana Corporation, toured the milling facility, toured the underground mine, toured the town a bit, where about the 300 or so employees that Arcana employs come from. And I thought that given the environment that we were in, it would be interesting to discuss with some real experts in this area, mining in Mexico. And the reason I want to do that is because every time I come to Mexico, I am literally amazed at the amount of regulation down here, positive regulation. I am amazed at the friendliness of the people. I am amazed at the importance that the mining industry plays in the evolution of this particular country. And I think we have some misconceptions in the U.S. Exactly about, in some cases, I guess I should say, about what's going on down here in terms of mining. I'm chatting right now with three friends of mine, Lenik Rodriguez. Lenik is the president of Arcana Corporation, David Smith. David is a mining analyst who works with David Morgan of the Silver Investor. And then, of course, my friend Marshall Barrow. Marshall is a regular guest on our show. Marshall is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund, which is based in San Francisco. Guys, thanks a lot for joining me. I appreciate it.
Real good to speak to you this morning, Al.
Okay, well, that's one, and we only have time for one, David, so you guys, other guys, don't have to say anything. Listen, let's talk about something here that I think is really important. Let's talk about the concept that people in the United States, the picture that they're getting about Mexico, which I think is totally incorrect. You know, you read in the daily press about the violence that goes on down here associated with the drug trade. You know what? In my opinion, that's akin, perhaps, to what goes on in some areas in major cities in the United States, and has been going on for what, the past 100 years or so. This country is very, very, in my mind, sophisticated, and I think well run, and the people are very friendly. Lenik, let's start with you. You got any comments on that?
Well, definitely, I think that you're absolutely right. I mean, the drug trade has been going on for centuries, and in my opinion, it's going to continue. There's very little that can be done about it. People won't change their habits, and the demand will be supplied. So that's what we have it, but I have just left my wife and daughter by themselves at Puerto Vallarta, perfectly safe. So much of what you just hear is just noise.
It's noise, and it's noise that sells advertising in the media, and I find that to be disconcerting, to say the least. Marsha, what about you? I mean, you and I, you know, we come down here somewhat frequently anyway, visiting mining properties. I've never felt threatened in any sense of the word. Have you?
No, I haven't felt threatened, and I've been down many times with my wife over a great number of years, and you have to be careful. You have to be thoughtful about where you are and what you're doing. But I'm from San Francisco, and I feel the same way about traveling in San Francisco at night in certain parts of the city. So I think it's important that you're aware of where you are, and you're watchful, and you check with the local people about areas not to be in. But that's whether you're in Mexico City or a small town in Mexico, or you're somewhere in the United States or Canada or elsewhere.
Okay, enough social commentary. Let's talk a little bit about the mining industry, because that's what folks want to hear about. Mexico is an incredibly rich country when it comes to mineralization. The mining industry is very, very important to the population of Mexico. David, you've been down here a number of times, visited various properties. I would maintain that the environment in Mexico for mining companies is second to none anywhere in the world. What do you think?
I really agree with that, Al. I was down here a number of times last year, each time going to a different Mexican state and looking at a number of silver and gold properties. And, you know, the mining history goes clear back to the conquistadors. It goes back 500-600 years. And some of these areas are so rich in silver and base metals that they're still producing today at a very high level, even though massive amounts of silver have been taken out over centuries.
Yeah. Lenik, you migrated a number of years ago from Mexico. You now live in British Columbia with your family. But what drew you to the mining industry? Because you are basically you're a successful business guy. You're not necessarily, I mean, you're now a successful miner, but that hasn't really been your career heretofore. What attracted you to the industry?
Well, I was approached by Arcana Corporation to bring a project that could be significant for the company. Arcana is almost a 100-year-old company, and it was a public company, traded for decades at 4 or 5 cents. And in November of 2005, my company was engaged by Arcana to find a significant asset. By February of 2006, we had a contract to acquire La Negra, and I was personally also involved in financing of that acquisition, raised with friends, family, and some other associates 60% of the acquisition cost. And by March of that year, the company made an all-time high of 35 cents. I should mention that at one point in time, we traded as high as $2 per share. At that point in time, we had just acquired La Negra, but it was not in production. Today, La Negra is profitable, is in production, and has a huge potential blue sky that has been released to the public. And we own Shafter, which is the 12th largest pure silver mine in the world. So
Shafter is located in the United States, by the way, in the state of Texas.
Exactly.
Northwestern Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
In the county of Presidio, 20 miles north of the Mexican border. And it's a very substantial asset for Arcana, for the U.S. It will increase U.S. production of silver by 10%, and it will catapult the U.S. as silver producer from the 8th place in the world to the 6th place in the world. So it is a significant asset any way you look at it.
Yeah. Marsh, I'm curious about one thing. You guys in the Encompass Fund, you invest in a number of companies that are that have properties here in Mexico. And I know prior to, you know, those investments, you do significant due diligence, yourself and your staff. But tell us a little bit about your views on publicly traded mining companies that are located down here.
Well, we have a very positive view of it. As you say, Al, the Encompass Fund, which is a fund, a mutual fund, that can and does invest in a number of industries, has liked the commodity companies, primarily the precious metals and base metals, and also some of the energy areas such as uranium and coal, mm-hmm. for a number of years. With regards to Mexico, one of the things that we have learned and we found is that really silver mining and gold mining in Mexico entered a new modern era in the mid-1990s when the government changed the laws and the regulations and allowed and welcomed foreign investors to come into Mexico to develop the mining industry that was here. Primarily before that, it was the province of a couple of Mexican, very large Mexican companies. But since the mid-1990s, and particularly since 2000, when the metal prices started to increase, there's been a very substantial and significant investment by foreign companies, primarily Canadian companies, in the Mexican mining industry, and they have increased, brought online, increased production at various existing mines, and made new discoveries. And we find that that is very advantageous for investment purposes.
Okay, Big Al's going to be right back. We've got some other folks we're going to be chatting with about the resource industry in general. The market is definitely going up right now, and we think that's going to continue. Stick around, see why.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. I'm chatting right now with Brent Cook, and Brent and I are going to talk a little bit about something that we discussed on the show last weekend with Jeff Phillips, and that is the concept of rare elements. Now, the reason I'm very, very interested in rare elements, and I think that that's a subject that really you should take a look at, I'm saying that because it's a part of the resource industry that is very, very critical, and potentially some of the companies who are involved in it right now, that are involved in it, could really, really turn into what, you know, some of the giants of the resource industry. Let me tell you real quick a little bit about Brent, and then I'm going to turn the microphone over to him. Brent is an exploration geologist. I met Brent, oh gosh, back in 2006, I think it was, down in Chile. We were visiting a property together. Brent has always been an independent contractor, not always, but as long as I've known him. He now has a newsletter entitled Exploration Insights. The companies that he covers in the newsletters pay absolutely no fees to him. Brent obtained his business plan basically is simply revenue based on subscriptions, and then he openly discloses that he also invests in the companies that he writes up. But companies pay him no fees whatsoever to be included in his newsletter. Mr. Cook, great to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Al.
Okay, rare elements. Why is this segment of the resource industry, in your mind, something that investors really should take a closer look at?
Well, I think it's a strategic metals. There are strategic metals in that, you know, we need them for all sorts of different high-tech uses and such, yet 90%+ of the supply comes out of China, and they're cutting back.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, if you've got a rare earth deposit in a, you know, friendly country, stable country, at least access to it, like Canada, Australia, the U.S., it's pretty important.
Yeah, it is. You know, I heard that number 90% actually was a little higher. I heard that 98% of the rare elements currently are coming out of mainland China. I mean, that is a pretty scary situation when one understands that, and I'm not saying the Chinese are bad people, for God's sakes. I'm just saying that, you know, to have one source of supply like that, to me, is kind of scary. But the importance of these elements is absolutely huge, particularly given some of the environmental movements that we have going right now. I mean, in terms, for example, of some of the hybrid cars, I mean, rare elements are incredibly important there. Where else are they important and gaining importance, Brett?
Well, certainly in wind turbines, magnets, high magnetic magnets they use in cars and for energy and that. Those are probably the two other really big uses of these things.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You know, there's really not much point in talking about any specific companies because I really kind of steer away from that for the most part on the show because of conflict of interest. But I will say one thing. There is a company called Rare Element Resources out there. Our involvement with the company, in the interest of full disclosure, is we're doing all the reporting on their behalf to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. And if you want any information on that particular company, just go to the website of the SEC, which is www.sec.gov, and simply type in Rare Element Resources, and you can get all the filings that you want on that. Are you in including any companies in this segment right now, Brent, in your research? And by your research, I want to say I don't mean that you've written them up recently in your newsletter, but that you're looking at right now or whatever.
I keep a close watch on them. I've studied a fair bit, and I can certainly see the advantage to owning one of these companies if it's got a deposit that actually works out to be economic and has the right characteristics and right rare elements that a major producer needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key. I mean, these things are not, rare elements are not really rare. They're just hard to process and get out economically.
Mm-hmm.
So the key to these things is knowing if the metallurgy works, if you can pull these things out economically. And that's, you know, if I was doing research, or that research I do is on, you know, it's easy enough, well, not easy enough, but there are a lot of deposits out there, and we've seen a lot come on. People announce things over the past year or so, but it all comes down to metallurgy and cost. I believe once someone can prove the metallurgy works, we've got a number of major end users that are going to come in and buy the few that work. That's where you focus.
Yeah. Okay. Explain to our listeners exactly what that means. Assuming the metallurgy works, what does metallurgy works mean, Brett?
Right, sorry. See, these things are tied up in other minerals, and you've got to break them out and separate them. And that's not an easy process. It involves various chemicals, grinding and processing, and you really need to separate these things off so you can use them individually. And that's the hard part in a lot of mining operations, particularly with rare earths. So that is key.
How can our listeners determine if a company, because there are a myriad of junior companies out there right now that claim they're involved in this particular segment, how can listeners determine whether, you know, whether or not an asset really exists there, an asset that has the potential to become economic? How can they determine that, Brett?
Well, I'm really not looking at people that are just right now, companies just now finding, you know, announcing a new discovery, or they're picking up a rare earth deposit of some sort. What I'm focusing on is the guys, and there's only probably half a dozen, that actually have deposits drilled out, and they've gone through the initial scoping study style work to determine how they start processing or recovering the rare elements. So I would just go through their filings and such and see what sort of results they're getting in terms of metallurgical recovery. And you also want to be careful what actual elements there are. Some are worth a lot and some aren't worth many.
So basically, listeners can go to, or anyone for that matter that's interested in potentially investing here, simply go to either the company's website or another totally unbiased website, in addition to the one provided by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Down here in the U.S. is a website in Canada by the name of CEDAR, www.sedar.com. You simply type in the company's name in the appropriate spot there, and then all of their filings, including press releases and everything by law, is included there, so you can get information. So it strikes me, Brett, that rather than focus on when a company says we've just tied up some land, for example, that has high rare earth potential, you really want to look at companies that actually have disclosed that they have done more than that, that they've actually developed the property to the extent, where they have a measurable, by 43-101 standards, asset there. Is that correct?
Exactly. You make sure they've got a resource, make sure they understand that it's the metallurgy or the recovery that's important. And another good site is the U.S. Geologic Survey Metals Division. They've got a group of people there that report annually on these these metals and everything else as well. But you can go there and read what they're saying to get a feel for what the actual demand production looks like globally.
Exactly. Okay. Brent Cook is the newsletter writer of the week this week. Click on the bottom of the page on his picture. You can get all the information you want on Exploration Insights. Good advice, Brent. Thanks so much, buddy.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. First hour. Interesting conversation with Brent Cook. You know, I have to tell you, Brent is a very, very forthright, etc., well-qualified geologist, and his newsletter, Exploration Insights, is definitely worth looking at. I am chatting right now with Dr. Paul Zwing. Paul is a Stanford graduate. He and his partner have an organization called Resource Venture Partners. Is that correct, Paul?
Yeah, that's the name of the fund, and then Dave Benwell and I are the general partner, and that's called Resource Venture Advisors.
Tell us a little bit about the fund first.
Yeah, the fund formed last year. Our inception date was May 1, and Dave and I got together and took money from some people that I've known through the course of my career being in the mining industry. Mm-hmm. We started a relatively small amount of money, and we formed, Dave and I formed the general partner, which was then acting for the fund, Resource Venture Partners, and we had a terrific year. We ended up net of fees, so not the gross, but net. We starting on May 1, we were up 181% last year.
That is not bad. And you invest primarily in small resource companies, is that correct?
Exclusively in small resource companies. All of our companies are very small. The typical market cap size of a company that we start with is in the $5 to maybe $50 million range. There's a few exceptions of those that were larger, but we're very early stage companies. And what we try to do, Al, is use my geological background and industry background, and then invest in those companies with good management teams and good projects, mm-hmm. and then we help these companies. So we're activist investors. You know, we don't file proxies and all that and do those kind of battles. But we give strategic advice. We help them with their drilling, contacts for marketing, get them exposed to the sell-side research institutions, and spread the good word.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the criteria that you guys use for selecting companies.
Yeah, we we don't have hard and fast rules, but the general flavor would be is we look for typically gold, copper, silver, lead, zinc, and coal companies, mm-hmm. and we look for those people that have in their midst what could be a really dynamic. I hate to use the world class, but a kind of deposit that will be a low-cost producer and generate outsourced returns, the type that a major, a Newmont, a Barrick, or a Rio Tinto would want. We're not interested in these small little things that are going to stay small. And then we marriage that with the projects that are in stable and good jurisdictions, with management teams that we feel are sincere and honest. Most of these management teams, because they're small companies, they're not as complete as they need to be. But that's to be expected. But, you know, we need hardworking and honest people. And one of the ways we mitigate risk, Al, is we get very close to our management team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we help them. And together with the drill results, we hope that the street and others recognize potential that we see. And away we go.
Okay, I want to talk about a company that I am involved with that I think provides a good example for what you're talking about. I got a couple of disclaimers I really need to give first, though. One of them is that the company is called Clifton Star Resources, and my company does all the SEC reporting for Clifton Star Resources, and we have been doing that since day one. And obviously, we charge a fee to do the regulatory work for Clifton Star. Secondly, I do have shares in Clifton Star, and I need to say that. So I'm very, very biased also for a couple of reasons. One of them is when the president of the company, Harry Miller, called me and said he was involved now in the resource industry, I became very interested because I've known Harry for close to 25 years. And in terms of a member of a management team, running a management team, of a publicly traded company, Harry is, in my opinion, one of the best in the industry. Now, let's with your criteria, let's talk about why you guys picked Clifton Star. Clifton Star today is hugely, hugely successful, as you're gonna hear from what Paul has to say. But start from day one, and let's take our listeners up to the present day, would you?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to, Al. I agree with you, and I share. You're saying the sentiment towards Harry Miller. It's just been a real pleasure working with Harry. He is, to me, a great example of what I was talking about, management. Harry's hardworking, and he is honest. The day is long,
mm-hmm.
and Harry has a lot of integrity. He
sure.
does what he says he's going to do. So I indirectly learned about Clifton Star because there's a gal named Laura Stern who's...
Stein. No, it's Laura Stein, the belle of the mining industry, one of my
right.
best friends. Yeah.
And she introduced me about Clifton, but as you know, Laura's not technically... not technical, so a lot of what she was saying about the potential, I sort of took it with a grain of salt. But I did commit to meeting Harry, the CEO. So we met about June of last year, and I was still pretty skeptical. And I said, you know, Harry, let me see the rocks. So he flew me out to Quebec, and I spent 2 days looking for, and I was astonished by what I saw because, you know, Clifton Star is an example of a company in eastern Canada that has a series of properties that historically were mines, mining, you know, narrow, high-grade veins. And what I could see in the core was that surrounding these veins could be 100 meters of lower-grade material, around a gram,
mm-hmm.
which in today's world is wonderful,
yeah.
that would transform Clifton Star's property into a new paradigm that would be more akin to their neighbor at Canadian Malartic and sand and the Bernat deposits that are now currently being developed by a wonderful company called Osisko. And
mm-hmm.
as we all know, Osisko is a billion-dollar company and been hugely successful. So when I saw that potential, coupled with the fact that it was in a safe jurisdiction, coupled with a wonderful management team with Harry Miller, and the valuation was very reasonable. because we tend to be sort of the Ben Graham type of investors that Warren Buffett and others follow. You know, we want that margin of safety when we make an investment. We bought shares, and then we went in and started giving Harry some thoughts and ideas. And you know, to Harry's credit, he acted on them, and they've worked out well. And one of the key ones there, Al, was to start assaying not for just the narrow 3 or 4 meters of a 200 to 300 meter long drill hole for these narrow high grade veins, but start assaying 100 meters around that to see if you have 1 gram material. And they announced a press release on September 17th. Of last year that showed the results of that, where they had these tremendously wide intervals. And, of course, others took notice, the market and the share price started to move up. And, of course, Osisko took notice because that's what they're all about. And, of course, they then announced, I believe in November, or it could have been December, a 50-50 joint venture partnership. And now, which makes me so pleased, is, you know, I really have a tremendous amount of respect for Osisko. They have some of the best project development people in all of Canada and certainly in Quebec. And that's who now is riding their horse. And they just announced yesterday a press release saying that Osisko is going to fund and manage a 120,000-meter program in 2010, this year. Now, think about that. That has to be the largest drilling program in Quebec. So what that means for investors is think of all the catalysts that's going to present with all these press releases, with wonderful drill results, with all the material that's going to be available to now do metallurgical testing. You know, Cisco being the kind of company they are, they're going to start doing environmental impact assessments. So when they announce those positive results, you know, that's further catalysts. They'll be doing updated resource measurements. They'll be doing preliminary economic assessments followed by pre-feasibility, infrastructure analysis. I mean, there's just going to be a plethora of press releases, one after another, run by one of those credible people in the business, Osisko, showing how this project's advancing, that I think is going to propel Clifton Star to higher value.
Very, very interesting point. You know, that is an example. Clifton Star is an example of a company that if someone decides to diversify, you know, slightly or to whatever degree they think is appropriate into the resource industry, Clifton Star is the kind of company that really, really makes sense from a whole bunch of standpoints, you know. And as I told Harry from day one and all the people who would listen, you know, Harry Miller doesn't make mistakes, and he sure didn't make a mistake in this one. Okay, talking with Dr. Paul Zwang about Clifton Star and about investing in the resource industry. I'm going to be right back.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works. For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm about to start the beginning of a four-part segment that we're doing this week on an event that was announced Friday morning. The headline in the Seattle Times read, "Everything on the Table for Obama's Deficit Panel." The Democratic co-chairman of the Bipartisan Debt Reduction Commission that President Obama created Thursday said everything is on the table, including raising taxes, cutting Medicare and Social Security, but declined to discuss his preferences or predict what proposals will prevail. Erskine Bowles said, and I quote, "Everything is everything. I don't think you're going to be able to get there if you don't take anything off the table. If you take anything, I should say, off the table, we've got to look at good ideas, bad ideas, and think about all of them." Okay? Basically, this panel, some of the issues that are brought up initially are raising the retirement age for full Social Security to 67, having Social Security benefits grow at a less generous inflation rate. You're talking about exposing more income to Social Security and Medicare payroll taxes. You're talking about seniors being required to pay more Medicare costs. And you're talking about raising taxes on people making less than a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, which the president said he never thought he would do. When I read this particular article, I was optimistic. And I thought to myself, you know, if they're really going to do this, if this is really going to happen, if it's all going to be transparent, if it's going to come down the way I understand it's going to come down here, it's probably a good thing. Now, in retrospect and in chatting with some other people off the air, there's a lot of folks who think it isn't a good thing. There's a lot of folks who think it's all smoke and mirrors. Now, you have to admit, our country needs to do something drastic to get out of the doldrums. I'm going to get an opinion right now from a good friend of mine, Dan Pacini. Dan is a CPA. He's been involved in the financial community for probably 20, 25 years, former president of a brokerage firm in San Francisco. Very, very bright guy, and politically he is incredibly well-informed. Dan, what do you think?
Well, they say that everything is on the table, but do you honestly believe that everything is truly on the table? I think it's on the table for purposes of discussion, for purposes of show, but they've demonstrated over the last many decades and certainly over the last year of the current presidency that it really isn't on the table. the larger thing they need to do is to stop spending, to stop. I keep talking about this, that at some point the government needs to stop. Just stop trying to fix things. Stop trying to create jobs. Stop trying to fix every little social problem. Just stop micromanaging. It's not in the Constitution. These are extra-constitutional things they're attempting to do. They're very expensive. They're quite inefficient at doing it. They're usually not successful, and they usually create larger problems down the road. A perfect example is the spending in 2009. It's just unconscionable what they did in 2009, the amount of spending. To run up a $4.4 trillion deficit and then propose a $1.56 trillion one to follow on, to have a $787 billion handout program, essentially the stimulus thing, which is a gift to their best friends. It's ridiculous, and it's unsustainable, and it's dangerous. I have a young 4-year-old son who's going to have to shoulder this, along with every other kid who's out there, and us. I'm 47. I still have a ways to go. That they have to raise taxes. So do I believe everything's on the table? No, I don't. I believe they'll discuss it. They'll make a show of it. There might be some people that are honestly trying to come to some solutions, but the fact of the matter is this. They've made promises they cannot keep, promises in Social Security they cannot keep. The retirement age bears no resemblance to the appropriate retirement age based on what the program was at its initiation. It should be higher. It should be separated, the funds. They shouldn't be taking it away as if it's used for regular spending. Medicare and Medicaid, those programs are run in a fashion where they're basically entitlement programs or giveaways, and they are abusive to the doctors. They ask the doctors to perform services at costs that don't even represent anything close to what they've expended. There's such dramatic changes that they have to do, and they have to think about getting out of areas of the taxpayer's life, the citizen's life, that they have no business being in. They're not mentioned in the Constitution. I think the people that have been assigned to this panel, the big names that are going to attract some attention to this whole cause, I think there's some good and decent people there. I think they will be able to add something. I mean, I don't think they're the keepers of the larger ideas, because the larger ideas are really simple ideas that the American people know because they balance their own checkbooks. But I think there's some good and decent people there who could perhaps bring some attention to the matter and might start something. But I just don't think the government, the way it's situated, where political figures are there for nearly their lives, who essentially bribe their constituencies with goodies, as long as that's the case, you're going to have larger and larger government. As long as you've got people that don't pay taxes or don't pay significant amounts of taxes, they're going to vote for more and more government. There's some systemic things that have to be fixed. Our forefathers didn't anticipate a federal government that was out there basically trying to fix every little issue that you would encounter in life. And they didn't anticipate that you'd have the growth of parties and the growth of people that would work in government service for indefinite periods of time. And it's been harmful. So hopefully they address those issues, because until those are addressed, the incentives are going to be to keep spending and spending and spending.
Do you think, given where our American society, given the point to where American society has evolved, do you think it's practical to say that taking either a deficit reduction panel type situation or what you're saying, do you think it's in reality, Dan, is it ever going to happen, do you think?
To have a panel?
No, I'm saying, do you think we're ever going to, long story short, are we ever going to really get out of this mess that we're in, or is the hole so deep that you just can't get a ladder tall enough to get out of it?
Oh, I think the pendulum will swing, and it is swinging. You see the growth of the Tea Party movement. You see the irritation in New Jersey and Massachusetts and Virginia in the elections. Clearly, people aren't buying the ridiculousness that they're seeing in their federal government. It was a campaign for the Obama administration that was based on very broad concepts that were not really sorted out. And now that they put they start to describe themselves, and they're, you know, it's a group of garden variety liberals and garden variety liberal programs. And so people don't like it. They don't want that. When Hope and Change was described, that was an easy thing that could fit anybody's, basic outlook. But the fact of the matter is, will they do it? Yes. At some point, the people are going to rise up, because they're going to have to. At some point, they're going to be backed up against a wall, and they're going to say, listen, we're going to lose this thing. that, you know, you start to hear people talking about bankruptcy, and it sounds like you're a crazy wacko because you're talking about the American government. But the fact of the matter is we're going to wake up someday and we're going to find that people aren't going to lend money to us. You got Japan and China that are approaching $800 billion apiece holding, you know, our reserves. And, that, you know, you have to say, wait a minute. At some point, we're not going to be able to have that kind of ability in the market to raise money, and we're going to have sky-high interest rates, and we're going to have large tax rates, and we're going to have slow growth and high unemployment, and people aren't going to like that. So I think it starts with educating people about our government, about how it was formed, about how our laws work, how the Constitution reads, and also how to understand what markets do. This country was made great by markets and capitalism. It solves the most needs. It figures out these problems. When you have these bubbles that we just experienced, like the one we experienced, the markets resolve it. You find a new price, and then you work your way back. You don't need a government to do that. The current administration, Mr. Obama, is starting to take credit now for movement back upwards on the graph. And, in fact, that would happen naturally. It doesn't need his help. He might spur it along a little bit, but what he's going to do is he's going to expend a lot of taxpayer money to do it, and then we're going to have another problem in the future when we have to deal with all of these huge deficits, nearly 100% of GDP. It's insane.
Dan, here's an interesting final question for this particular segment. Got 30 seconds here. Okay, Tim Geithner and others in the administration are saying we don't have a choice. This is not our fault. This was all brought about by actions of the previous administration. Comment on that for me, would you?
That's a lot of nonsense. People need to take responsibility. The Bush administration didn't add the $1.4 trillion deficit or the $787 billion stimulus or the omnibus package over $400 billion. They didn't do that. They didn't propose the next group of large deficit spending for the next 5-10 years. No, the fact of the matter is they have their own spending. They inherited whatever the economy was at the time, and yeah, it was in bad shape. But you know, George Bush also inherited the dot-com blow up, and they all inherit something. His dad inherited the problem, the recession that came out of the big Reagan years. And
Everybody
inherits something, but they all could control their spending, none of them do.
I agree. Okay, we're going to continue this discussion with Clyde Harrison, Roger Wiegand, and Sean Broderick. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.